Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show unto them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, It will be fair weather, for the heaven is red, and in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after the sign, and there shall be no sign given it, except the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. Remember in the last chapter, Jesus had left, he sent away the multitude, and he took ship and came to the coast of Magdala. So he's alone at this point. Pharisees and Sadducees came. It's not just like one group of, like 10 guys. They had a whole network. From what I understand, the Pharisees as a sect began by, going around teaching the law and making all the Jews literate in the law of Moses. Because, if you look at the account in the Old Testament even, there's really a great deal of ignorance among the people concerning the things of God, though they be the chosen people. So, during the time between the two Testaments, there was a lot of emphasis from the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, really, which is from the time after the Babylonian captivity, after the end of the kingdom period being from David through Zedekiah and Jeconiah and the last several kings who did not do well, covering a period of a couple hundred years. During the period following, there was a lot of teaching of the law. Great focus. And there were many enemies against the Jews, the Greeks, and the different empires that came about. Antiochus, that really band them together as a people. And they really became zealous of the law and of their own identity. And they had stopped trying to be like the nations round about them, which is a criticism of them during the time of the prophets. But had settled down into their own religion. So they come tempting him. They want to test him. They want to put him to the test. It is very tempting, I think, as a man of God, to desire to show your enemies that God is with you. If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. If you be the Son of God, if you're really a prophet of God, then show us a sign. Do something. Give us a sign from heaven that shows your approval, that God approves of you. By what authority do you do these things? Show us a sign. All their authority comes from men and tradition. And the man of God comes along speaking only the truth. Meaning, he doesn't have accompanying wonders. He doesn't have the comfort of tradition and the authority of a long acceptance of men, so that man looks for some other authority from him. For some people, it's not enough that you teach the Bible and do it right. Because to man can't tell what's right and wrong. He doesn't know his right hand from his left in many respects. So the teaching I do, most people really, as they listen to it, I'm sure they would have no idea whether it was right or wrong. And the teaching itself is not very much of a testimony. The doctrine of Christ, though it spoke to many, it did not speak to them. They wanted a sign. He'd done so many miracles, but to them that wasn't the kind of sign they were hoping for. They want a sign from heaven. You make fireballs come down. Make this happen or that happen. And that's a temptation. Prove who you are to your enemies. There's enemies. And even though they're enemies, it's still very tempting to want to impress them. Ah, see, God is on my side. And you ought to listen to me. But if God wanted them to listen to him, He would have put it in their hearts to listen. As Jesus is going to say later in this chapter to Peter. Because God isn't about convincing people. Convincing people is easy for God. He's not trying to persuade men. Now, we try to persuade men because that is what God has given us to do. And if he makes their heart receptive to that persuasion, then that's the work of God. But if their hearts are not receptive, that's also the work of God. Because only he can prepare a heart to seek after him. And he says, you know, you have signs from heaven. You know, when it's evening, you look at the sky and you say, oh, it will be fair weather tomorrow for the sky is red. In the morning, you wake up and say, the sky is red. I said the heaven when I read it because that's what the word in Greek is the same word as sign from heaven. And you look at the heaven and you see signs and you can read the heavens. You know, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. That's a fascinating thing to me. Because as I read that, I'm thinking, you know what, this makes a lot of sense to me in a certain aspect. See, and I suppose I'll get to this when I cover Revelation, but there's nothing right like a foretaste. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the Antichrist, not naming him that, because the word Antichrist isn't really in the descriptions of the beast and so on and so forth. But he makes fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. I guess they call him Antichrist because, well, there's the Antichrist is used in other places, but in the book of Revelation, because it is sort of this false Christ figure. It is a figure who presents himself as the Savior of the world. And he calls down fire from heaven. And he doeth great wonders that he maketh fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. And I like that because it says, and you know, in Elijah the prophet made fire come down from heaven and eat up a sacrifice that had been soaked in water. So we have a good prophet and the Antichrist also both bringing fire down from heaven. Both calling fire out of the sky. And Jesus said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the times. My point is that one time the red sky in the evening to them meant fair weather. And in the morning, it meant foul weather. I think that's very interesting. Because the same sign can mean different things. It can mean good or ill. It can mean dry or wet. It depends on when you see it. Because fire from heaven